So, Nick, trading deadline today. What do you got cooking?
I think we've taken care of that over the past few weeks, haven't we? No, I would say, this time of the year, it's status quo. I mean, I think the approach this year is no different than it is every other year. We talked to teams throughout different points of the season, training camp, through the year, et cetera. So, sure, if we have anything to report or update for you, then we'll bring that to you. But I would say we're just moving forward, getting ready for San Diego is where we are here today.
When you draft a guy like Brandon Dederich in the seventh round, that's a fairly long shot. Not all seventh or sixth or fifth rounders are around. Was there a point when you realized with him that maybe there's a guy, maybe he's a guy who could be the type of guy who could start a game and play 50 snaps and help hold a Ravens running attack like they did?
Yeah, I think really any time you bring a player into your program, whatever round it is, whether it's Dederich in the seventh round or Edelman or you sign Danny Woodhead off the street, when you bring the player into the program, it's up to the player how they perform. I mean, everybody has the same opportunities, and the players, they determine who plays based on their performance, whether it's in practice, in meetings, et cetera. So, I mean, our philosophy is when we bring a player into the program that, there's a reason that he's with us, and then basically what they do moving forward, a lot is contingent upon how that player performs and he takes the coaching. And, I think the most important thing, especially with a young player, in Dederich's case, for example, and I think the same applies to somebody like Myron last year who we took in the sixth round or whatever it was, you're looking for a continual improvement over the course of the year. We've got a long way to go. We've only played a handful of games. But, I think when we drafted Brandon and brought him in, he had some experience playing in his defense. And I think he showed some things from a skill set perspective that we thought at some point might be able to be productive on the field. So, I mean, Brandon's worked hard, and, he's made the most of his opportunities. And when he was out there Sunday, he's performed. Just like Myron did last year, just like Mike Wright had done when he was a undrafted free agent, when Ron's been out there. So I think a lot of it is up to the player as well, and they put themselves in a position to play, and that's how we approach it.
Nick, you mentioned your focus is on San Diego, and obviously right now this is a time when the coaching staff is putting together a game plan for the game. Do you know for certain that you're going to have Brandon Merriweather, and is there any concern that if the league comes down with a decision, it makes some of the things you're working on now in terms of the game plan moot, in a sense, if he's not there?
I think we'll approach it. Whatever players are available for the game, then we'll install the game plan. We'll install the game plan. I mean, obviously Tuesday's a big game plan day, so we'll go ahead and plan for the opponent. Prepare for the opponent, and whatever players are available. I mean, it's the same thing if a player is not healthy. For example, we don't start practice until tomorrow, whether or not the player's on the field. So whatever players are available for the game, then that's who we have to play with, however that shakes out. So I mean, we'll plan accordingly, and we'll try to go about the game plan and put together the plan that we feel gives us the best chance to win on Sunday. So, and whoever those players are, whoever's available to us, then that's what we have, and then we move forward.
Whether or not you guys do have Merriweather, Jared Page is a guy who's gotten more playing time, and I guess he probably would have if he hadn't hurt whatever he hurt on Sunday. How long had you been tracking him in Kansas City, and how quickly did all that come together on cut day?
Page is someone that obviously we had played against there in 08. We played Kansas City in the opener, so obviously preparing for the game, you got a chance to see him. And, Jared's played a lot of football. He's started a lot of games. He's been a productive player since he's been in the league. I wouldn't say there's any one thing you can pinpoint and say this is how something comes together. There's always a lot of moving parts. You have dialogues, you have conversations, and it happened to work out at that time. So we went ahead and made a decision that we did and added to the club, and we're happy to have him. He's been productive defensively. He's made some plays in the kicking game. So, like I said, and he's played a lot of football, and he's been a productive defensive player when he's been on the field. So, he's been a good addition to the club, and we're happy to have him.
What specific skills did you like?
Well, he's big. You know, I wouldn't say he's the fastest guy, but he's a pretty instinctive player, and he has good range in the deep part of the field. He plays the ball well. You know, he's got good hand-eye coordination. He was a former baseball player, which there's some of that carries over into playing the ball and tracking the ball and those types of things. So, you know, he's been versatile. He can play in the deep part of the field. He can play close to the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, the fact that he's versatile, you know, he's smart. He's an instinctive player. I mean, I think those are good qualities to have in any football player, and specifically at safety. Those certainly come in handy.
Nick, what was your appraisal of Ryan Matthews during the draft process?
Yeah, you know, he was a good back, really productive. I think he led the country in rushing last year, or he was up there. You know, he's big and he's fast. He had good speed. He was a good perimeter runner. And when he got into the open field, not a lot of people caught him. He had a few opportunities in the passing game. I'd say he was more of a runner, but it's not like he can't catch the ball. So, I mean, he was big, he was fast, and he was productive for Fresno, you know, when he was on the field. And I would say that has carried over so far this season. He's had some long runs. He's had some big runs. So, I mean, he's a good back. There's no question about it.
I'm sorry. Is he a guy who you guys had he – I mean, San Diego made a deal that surprised some people to go all the way up to 12. Had he been sitting there, would you have given that some consideration in your draft room?
I mean, we're beyond that point. I mean, obviously, you know, it's hard to make that decision until you know exactly what we're dealing with. You know, where we pick, you just sort of to wait to see what players are available, and then you make a decision that you feel is best for the club. So, I mean, it's hard to say whether or not we would have drafted a player or not. You know, it's what's happened is happened, and, you know, I'm sure San Diego's happy to have him, and we're happy to have the players that we have on our club, so.
It's way more fun if you say we definitely would have taken him, though.
Excuse me?
I said it's way more fun if you would say we definitely would have taken him, we were pissed that they took him.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
All right, guys, let's take two more questions if we have them. Nick, it was rare to see a rookie free agent out of Montana State, you know, play a pretty important role in Sunday's game. I'm curious from the scouting process if there's anyone on your staff that maybe deserves a little tip of the cap for, you know, finding a Dane Fletcher and saying, you know, this guy might have a fit here with the Patriots.
You know, Mike, I'd say there's probably a lot of people that are involved, you know, between the area scout who scouts that area, you know, John Robinson obviously kind of oversees the college department, and then there's a lot of other people that are involved in the spring. So I'd say multiple people had their hand in it. And, you know, Dane was kind of a unique situation. You know, he was one of those cases. He was an edge player, and he's made the transition to playing on his feet. But I think some of the qualities and attributes that he possessed at Montana State, you know, you see those sort of start to manifest themselves a little bit here, whether it's defensively or even a kicking game. And he's got good size. He runs well for his size. And he's tough. He's instinctive. So there was a little bit of a projection element to Dane because, you know, like I said, he had played defensive end. But I think he's worked hard. And, you know, I think it's a credit to Dane that he's put himself in this position. And like I said, there's a lot of people. We have a lot of confidence, a lot of faith in our scouting department, specifically on the college side. And there's a lot of people, I'd say, that are involved that you know, deserve credit. There's no question about it.
Okay, guys, one more question. I don't want to take it if someone else wanted it, but it seems like that this will be it. So it's a minor question, Nick, but you got the open practice squad spot. Curious if you made any move to fill that today.
Mike, we're in the process of doing that. Nothing's been finalized. We'll probably have it situated here, I'd say, either the end of the day or even before practice tomorrow. But, you know, we're in the process of filling that spot here, you know, as we speak.
Maybe a few hints, Nick, you know, a position, and give us something to do today, dig it out?
Or just a name would be great.
Well, you guys are able to track that stuff down later in the day anyway, so I don't even need to give you the help with a hint. But I would say it's a player that I'll give you this that he's been with us during training camp. So we'll leave it at that.
All right, thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks, Nick.